Wake up on the Wake Up Show.
This is the all-new KS107.5 Morning Show Replay with Tony, Sadies, and Chones.
Tony, Sadies, and Chones in the building. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Hold up.
What's up?
What up, dog?
Yo. Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Should have been 39.
39 crazy. Today.
Right. Shout out to Aaliyah.
Can you believe, I was actually on air when she passed away. It was pretty crazy. I did this crazy mix for it, and it was just like, I was like, I couldn't believe that it was happening right there and then. Like, right? We're on the radio.
Such a promising career for old girl, too, man. Well, I call her old girl, but she was really young.
Yeah, sorry. She's a young tender,
sorry.
39.
Sorry, man. Sorry. Sorry.
You're going to call a lady ever old.
I meant old girl like old girl. Not like old girl.
All right. Well, all right.
Get
all
over right. It. God dang it.
I love to everybody.
Let's wake up, pick a reason to get offended today. Jeez. Good morning. All right.
I love to everybody who came out to the Martin Luther King parade yesterday, too. Yo, it was a great look. And for it to be like negative degrees outside, it was extremely cold, but the turnout was amazing. So
frigid,
Oh, it was terrible. I had like teardrops. My teardrops were frozen to my face. That's how bad it was.
Is it, you know, when you go out, when it gets this cold in Colorado, when you breathe in,
oh, yeah.
Your nose hairs freeze. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know it's real.
And it's weird. It's the weirdest feeling ever. It's just weird.
It's like double layer weather for sure.
Yeah. And well, that's what we did this morning because right now it's 3 degrees, feels like negative 10. Ugh. So just FYI. Warm your car up, warm yourself up. The good news is it's going to be 37 today. By Friday, we'll see 62. It's going to be outdoor weather. So you'll be back at barbecuing, wearing the booty shorts, all that good stuff. Tony, Sadies, and Chones on KS107.5. So you guys remember this past weekend, Hawaiian officials sent out the emergency text warning residents of an incoming ballistic missile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That would have been scary, right?
I was panicked. I don't know if you guys saw the news. People were running. Like, they were running from the beaches, and, like, it was widespread panic in Hawaii.
I would be scared.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so apparently that dude has been reassigned during an investigation. We'll find out what's going on with him. But in a related story, the Boston Herald interviewed the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency in July of 2017 on incoming threats. And they let the AP and all kinds of people in there. And it turns out that the operations officer, Jeffrey Wong, was standing in front of a computer while everybody was taking pictures of him.
Right.
With the passwords to all the access.
Just right in
right
front
on
of
a
him?
Sticky note. Yeah. You want the password?
Wow.
The password is Warmington.2. Just FYI, if you ever want to...
No privacy screen,
into,
nothing?
Nothing, wow. Just right there.
That's crazy.
Not even in a notebook.
Jeez.
Can't even put in a notebook?
No. Not memory, notebook.
In case you forget,
right?
The password's right here
right?
On the computer screen.
Bro, sticky note right on the computer. We'll have that up at KS107.5.com.
That's nuts.
But that's the dude that should be fired, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the other guy should be fired too, right?
Well, yeah, use the button. You
push
the button.
Can
you imagine that dude's probably like, you know, probably watching a football game or something, just hits the wrong button. He's already logged in. And the bad thing about that is it took like 30 minutes to an hour before they said, oh, false alarm.
Jeez.
By that time, you've crapped your pants.
You don't even know, if you're on vacation over there, you probably don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
Where to go.
I see people running.
Yeah. Well, I think Jim Carrey was there, and he said he freaked out. There, he posted on his Twitter feed, like, literally, like, he was emotional, crying, freaked out.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
As you would be, right?
Like,
yeah.
Dig a hole?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
What do you do?
Like, go to your hotel? And...
Where's there to go? I mean, what do you do? Seriously.
If you're
We're not ready for that. We're not ready.
What would you do if it happened here? Where would you go?
Call right my now. Wife and
right
say,
oh,
I'm running down the stairs. I'm trying to... You go home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go home to try to... one
save
last,
your family.
Yeah, kiss your family. Go hide in the basement. I don't know.
I guess.
We're screwed.
Safe in your basement.
We're all screwed. It's a nightmare. Tony, Sadies, and Chones on KS107.5. A nightmare for a family bidding goodbye as an undocumented father of two is deported to Mexico. Tearful scene unfolded at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport on Monday morning, where Jorge Garcia, a father of two and a 30-year-old resident of Detroit, was deported to Mexico amid cries from his family.
This is sad, bro. And think about it, the dude's only 39 years old.
Right.
So he's been in the U.S. since he was 10.
Right.
A lot of people are calling him irresponsible from what I saw on social media. They said he's been here because of all that time that's gone by for 30 years.
Well, they said in 2005 they tried to fix his paperwork. And here's the thing. I always understood is that if you married somebody from a different country, they got citizenship.
It's like a green card, isn't it? Or is that different?
No, you get citizenship.
Yeah, you get citizenship. Yeah.
Automatically.
If you come from another country, we get married, you become a citizen.
That they have that TV show. Remember that TV show where they're bringing in people from different countries and they married and they met on the computer online and then they get married and they're not really in love?
Yeah, something within 90 days
or
whatever.
90 days. Yeah. 90-day fiancé.
Yes, yes. So on that note, they said they tried to fix his paperwork, unable to receive multiple stays of deportation. On November 20th, ICE told the couple that Jorge Garcia had to leave the U.S. Or he was going to be detained. They allowed him to stay with his family through Thanksgiving, then through the holidays. Mm-hmm. And then he was told to leave the country no later than January 15th, which was yesterday.
It's got to be a scary feeling to go basically to a place that you don't even know. You don't even have family anymore. It's a whole new world for you.
Yeah, and I don't know. I didn't see the Twitter feeds that people were calling him irresponsible, but I do know this, that it takes years.
Oh, yeah.
Years and years.
Thousands of dollars for, like, immigration lawyers, tons of paperwork that you go through. It's not, like, the easiest process. And I also heard Africans and Mexicans have one of the hardest processes to go through when it comes to that situation.
Well, absolutely. I mean, didn't you hear where number 45 said where he wants all people to come from?
Donnie. Yeah. Yes, I did hear about Donnie's statement.
Where he wants we need to get people from Norway. To come to this country.
Let me ask you this real quick. If you wanted to go to Canada, you have to have a college degree. If you wanted to go to Norway, you have to demonstrate, or I think it's Sweden, you have to demonstrate and you have to have three people from Sweden vouch for you to be a part of their country.
Okay.
So, I mean, they have a system and a process and nobody's offended to get into those countries. Why is it different here?
I don't know.
Sad. It really is.
I don't know, my man. That was a great question.
The fact that we don't have... Or we should have, is it okay for us to have some type of standard for, you know, you to be educated or born here or somebody vouch for you, you know, or background checks? If you, and I'm sure they do that within, you know, as far as your naturalization process, if you're trying to get that taken care of. But I'm wondering why, you know, we don't do that. And obviously, it's a big deal. I already said this a long time ago, and I have mixed emotions about it. My dad did it the right way. I want other people to do it the right way. It seems like Jorge's trying to do it the right way. But apparently his paperwork's falling through the cracks. If you commit a crime, you should be, bye, see ya, out.
86, you're out.
Yeah, no chance. If you choose to violate the laws in this country, you should be concerned, said acting ICE Director Thomas Hoffman Holman in December. He said the sentiment is repeated in public testimony and interviews. There were 30% more immigration-related arrests in 2017 compared to the previous year, according to ICE in the year-end report. So... it's definitely, it's a sad situation all the way around. I mean, especially if you have a family here. If you're married, though, and you become a citizen, that's what I thought. I thought you should be a citizen. So at the end of the day, he should be a citizen. But on that note, if he committed a crime, which it doesn't say anything in here, then he should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah! Who's showing a baby bump? Who just got dumped?
So, I heard you're single.
With your girl
Sadie. On KS 107.5. Right, so Paris Jackson's good deed backfired on her last week when a group of hitchhikers robbed her after she agreed to drive them across the city. The daughter of Michael Jackson took to Instagram on Friday to kind of explain the situation. She said that she picked up a couple hitchhikers and agreed to drive them halfway across LA, where she stopped to get them free food. One of the girls robbed her for her debit card. I didn't even know people still pick up hitchhikers today.
I don't know. Have you ever hitchhiked before?
No.
I have. I hitchhiked
really?
Before.
Really? Yeah. Have you really?
I got picked up twice, man. I wouldn't pick me up.
Oh, I couldn't do it at all.
But Paris Hilton? I mean, not Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton? Wow. I'm like, where are you going with that?
I'm just Paris Jackson, Paris Hilton. Whatever. What I'm saying is I can't believe that she was driving alone, like picking up a group of people. Why would she do that?
She was trying to, you know, do her good deed. Next time she might just want to throw that $50 bill out the window or something.
If Michael was alive, why'd you do that to Michael?
Michael would not be picking nobody up. Just straight up. Michael ain't picking
nobody
up.
Driving.
I'm told you to take the limo, girl.
Exactly. Simone Biles has joined her other Olympic teammates and has come forward revealing she was also sexually assaulted by a former Team USA doctor, Larry Nassar. In an Instagram post, Simone addressed why she was initially kind of reluctant to speak openly about the abuse and what ultimately made her come forward. Nassar had pled guilty now to 7 counts of criminal sexual conduct and has been sentenced to 60 years in prison. You know, guys, this case is ridiculous. He's got over 100 victims now.
That is crazy.
Over 100.
So now that Simone's come out, is he gonna go back to court and get another one, or is it done?
It's a wrap. Sentenced.
He's already sentenced.
But but she's coming out. Is that part of that?
I would imagine that was already part of it. So
I mean,
that dude had no chill, man.
He's not gonna get out.
Mm-mm, wow. Not at this point. Last month, Chris Brown was under fire for allowing his 3-year-old daughter to pose with his pet monkey. There was so much backlash, people were calling California Department of Fish and Wildlife to report Brown's possession of an exotic animal by the minute. As a result, officials launched an investigation into Brown's purchase, but before officials busted into his home, he agreed to give up the animal. However, the singer could still be facing charges over the monkey at this time.
Now, Chris Brown, I know he got dance moves like Michael Jackson. Now, he's taking it to the extreme now, trying to have a zoo like Michael.
It's this exotic animal.
Michael Jackson had a monkey.
Yes, exactly. Everything going on in the world, and they're talking about busting down Chris Brown's doors over a monkey. That's what we're really tripping over.
And here's the thing. This is the bad part. Justin Bieber has a monkey, so I'm calling racism on a monkey.
Right.
Straight up. That's whack.
Chris Brown just can't win it all. 2019 is definitely going
to
be his year, though. 2019.
He has to get a permit for it.
You can check out those stories and more. We got it up for you. It's KS1075.com.
Oh, choke.
I don't know you have a mic on already.
Good morning.
5 seconds left, bro.
Good morning.
Tony Sadie and Tones on KS1075. Woo. So check it out. There's a huge social media site, and their employees are admitting to selling your data to advertisers. Can you guess who it is?
Facebook. Ooh.
No, it's Twitter. And they even admit to getting into your DMs and checking out your eggplant pics. They get paid to check out your eggplant pics.
Nice.
Why would advertisers want that? Like,
I don't know if
they're Smith Hills.
Gosh, they're looking at eggplants all day. The Facebook people,
that guy's got
or the
problem.
Twitter people,
that guy's
Twitter,
got a problem. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's actually undercover investigation from Project Veritas reminded web users once you post something on Twitter, they last forever and become commodities for the platform owners. The example. Haynes, who was featured in part one of the Twitter expose, admitted in January 6th, 2018, meaning that Twitter had hired hundreds of employees with the express purpose of looking at eggplant pics.
Wow.
Yep. There are teams dedicated to it. I mean, we're talking 3 or 4, at least 300 or 400 people. Yes, they're paid to look at eggplant pics.
All day long.
For what, though?
I don't know.
They're paid to do that.
Well, I think they're on the clock, so that's what they're saying.
Because
it was off the, it was a secret interview. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know what they're going to do with this data. I mean, they're going to compare?
He said, I've seen more eggplants than I've ever wanted to see in my life.
Jeez.
This is your information, people.
Heart, not
this
life.
Is you on Twitter sliding in somebody's DMs.
Well, I'm telling you, this thing's, it's crazy. The social media is crazy. On Snapchat, I just did like, you know how we do post whatever you're out in the club. Anyways, my friend from California is like, hey, are you in Cali? And I'm like, no. I said, he goes, well, you just text me from a Cali number and he sent me my Snapchat video. Did you? And it was like a text to him.
Oh, wow.
With his phone number and my Snapchat story that I posted. I was like, I didn't send that to you.
Wow. How'd
you
get that? What the hell?
And that's crazy. So you think that that your stuff is like there for 24 hours. It's there forever. They take it whenever they want.
Yeah, and you wonder why your information's being stolen or your stuff's being compromised. There's a way to get to, whatever you have. So
don't matter what it is.
Yeah. So just FYI, Twitter is selling your information to advertisers, and they're also selling pictures of your eggplants. You're trying to slide into somebody's DMs. So on that note, they're probably doing the same thing with women, too, if they're selling their tacos, or they're showing their tacos.
Tacos? Is that what you call them? Did you just call it a taco?
Some people call it a taco.
They're just trying to have a...
my God.
What's that word?
Tacos and eggplants.
Wow.
It's a food conversation.
Jesus.
I like how we keep it PG here.
That's right. All right, moving right along.
The new age one right there. Maybe that's a throwback Thursday right there.
Woo. Tony Sadie and Jones on KS1075. So we've all been in this dating game where our parents obviously have an opinion about that person, right? It didn't have to even get serious. Your parents don't like who you date. Why?
There's so many reasons. I think my mom was always like, well, what church does he go to? Like, mommy's into Scientology.
Oh, no.
She was always big on that. And then she's always big on, well, how many tattoos does he have? It's like, what does it matter? Mom, I have a masterpiece on the back of my, like, lower back. I've already messed up the whole game for that. What does it matter?
You're all, Mom, did you see my map? Are you kidding me?
Right. Stars, stripes, 4th of July going off on my back.
You see the Mercedes symbol on my back?
Yeah, hello.
I kind of low-key have an emblem. Doesn't matter how many tattoos he has, mine are probably worse.
No, the church thing's a big deal because my parents said they go to church. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big question.
One of the first questions she always asks, what church does he go to?
You have any kids?
Ooh, yeah. That's a big one, too. Or wait, what about this? What about even not even having the conversation? Like, they start nitpicking you. Or how come he didn't come to the door? Or how come he didn't, you know, why is he honking his horn for you to go to the car?
Ooh.
Age was always another one, too.
If he's older than you?
Yeah, or? It's like she gave the guys, like, a minimum gap. Like, yo, you can only do, like, 5. You're not doing 10.
Your 5 years?
Yeah, she would only go up to 5. Like, how old? Yeah. Ooh, he's getting close.
That's good. 3 to 5 years is
what's
good.
Wrong with 10? Tons of people are in relationships that are 10 years apart.
Yeah.
Shout Who cares?
Out. All right, uncle.
Shout out to the dudes that, you know, get it done, or the ladies, vice versa.
Right?
Yeah, I know for sure parents definitely trip off age. That age gap is like kind of.
I see it. I see it on my timeline on IG. I see this one couple that I follow, and the age difference has got to be 15 years.
15?
Yeah. This.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
She's a nice little young tender, and this dude looks like Uncle Joe.
Not Uncle Joe.
She's pushing him around in the wheelchair. Yeah. Oh. Tony, Sadies, and Jones on KS107.5. What are some of the reasons why your parents won't like who you date?
69803, that's our text line. People are chiming in for us right now. One person said, my dad gets upset that my guy swears so much in front of me. Definitely one that you realize that's a big one for me in my household. Yeah, my parents are like, oh, well, you know, how does he use his mouth?
Don't bring it in the house.
Yeah, you can't. We can't cuss at home.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, how he uses his mouth verbally. The other, the other ways, that's your concern.
Thanks, Tony. another person said my mom always asks if they smoke weed because I used to smoke, and they don't want him to have to come in and out of the house.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it. On the KS107.5 Facebook page, our girl Danielle, she got a whole criteria and guideline for her son and daughter, and she breaks it down. For her son, I wouldn't like a girl who dresses like a hooker. It would tell me she doesn't have respect for herself, so why would she respect my son?
Mm. Okay. Okay.
For her daughter.
No mini skirts in that house, huh?
None whatsoever.
Got it.
For her daughter.
Wear the long gown.
A church gown, right? I guess.
Oh, you guys are kidding
me. Sorry.
For her daughter, I wouldn't like a guy who acts like an idiot and has a bunch of baby mamas and isn't there for their child's life.
Yeah.
Amen.
And she has one more. She has the whole thing.
Roll.
And for both,
the book?
I wouldn't like people who do drugs. I'm not talking about weed. She wouldn't want alcoholics, disrespectful, lazy, or people that have been in jail or prison.
Mm. Well, if they're smoking the weed, they're going to be lazy, just FYI. Just want to let you know.
Because you smoke does not mean you're going to be lazy. That is a myth.
I'm tired.
That is a myth.
Well, you're going to eat, and then you're going to go into a food coma.
You don't always eat.
My experience is that's what you always do.
720-489-1075. Hi, what's your name? Hello, line 2. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Alex.
What do you got to say, girl?
So my grandma, she actually dated a guy who was 19 years younger than her.
Congratulations to your grandma.
Wow.
Getting it done.
Yeah. She was like the same age as my mom, so that was really, really weird. But, you know, in my family, we don't really have a problem. You know, you date who you want, you know, and it doesn't really necessarily have to do with age or anything else other than the fact that they treat you well.
Right.
So there's no restrictions from your parents.
My restrictions for my parents was just no, you know, gangbangers and...
no thugs.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want those kinds of guys on the streets dating my girl.
Exactly.
That's a good rule.
Well, my ex was actually in prison for accessory to murder.
Well, there you go.
So you didn't really follow the standards is what you're saying.
You broke the rules.
You broke the rule. You the exception. All right, I get it.
All right, we're done.
Thanks for the call. Tony, Sadies, and Jones on KS107.5. What are some of the reasons why your parents won't like who you date?
Again, our text line is 69803. Someone wrote in, crazy tattoos seem like a good reason to question some dude banging their daughter. My parents were big on religion, kids, and her family. It's true. It's true.
Tony says on Facebook, my mom doesn't like anyone, so that's that. And it's sad that I'm reading this one right here. Stephanie says, unfortunately, my parents are also strict on race. Too many tattoos, not properly dressed, and no job.
How about this one? Why can't you be like that other girl, the first girl? They say their name. You know, why can't you be like Michelle?
Yeah.
Why can't she be like Michelle?
Comparing.
Right?
Yeah,
yes.
That one's the worst.
Because they're in love with the other one.
Right.
720-489-1075. All right, so what are some of the reasons that your parents don't like who you date? Hi, who's this?
My name is Pete.
What do you got to say, girl?
So the one thing that my parents do not like if I date someone is the fact that if I have to always come and ask them for money.
They like, where's your man at?
That's exactly what my dad says. Don't you got a man?
Right.
Don't your
man got your back with gas money? I heard that.
Hey, when I need tires, call your boyfriend.
Call your man.
Yeah. That's your new daddy.
That's true.
He should be changing your tires. He should be helping you out. Yours becomes his. You become one.
That's exactly what he says. And if he can't do that, he's like, you can't be with my daughter.
Right.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Listen, as parents, we're just trying to help you out, okay? We've been there before. We've done it all.
Yes, there's guidelines to abiding by them that.
Yeah, and when you start dating my daughter, you inherit all the bills that come with it.
You inherit all of them.
Right? All the duties.
So, yeah, exactly. And here's the thing. We'll help out with the wedding, but after that, you're on your own, buddy.
You're on your own. Not co-signing nothing.
Let's find out something crazy about Tony, Sadie's, and Chone.
Tell them what the business is.
720-489-1075. Hi, what's your name?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Who's most likely to call you from jail? Tony, Sadie's, or Chones?
Tony.
Thanks.
Holy Tony, you sure about that?
I'm at church right now, girl. What are you talking about?
Come on now.
Thanks for the call. You're wrong. Hi, KS1075. What's your name?
Erica.
Who's most likely to call you from jail? Tony, Sadie's, or Chones?
Chones.
Yeah.
Good job. Following my timeline sometimes, huh?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, congratulations. You're a winner.
Oh, thank you.
You got a family four-pack to that Nuggets game. Congrats.
Oh, thank you. My son will still love that.
That's going to be a great game. Also going to qualify you for the pregame bench experience.
What station hooked you up, Erica?
Oh, KS1075.
Tony, Sadie's, and Chones on KS1075. Big news coming from BET.
Mm-hmm.
They unveiled the Death Row Chronicle docuseries.
Really?
Heaven! Yeah.
Turn me up.
It's going to be dope. Oh, my bad. There you go. Oh. Hey!
Yeah. Tell us about it.
So the series will have never seen before footage and a firsthand interview from someone who witnessed the murder of Tupac Shakur in Las Vegas in 1996.
I'm all about...
Where was that guy or person during the court trials? During all the
investigation. He actually witnessed it, right?
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's MIA. He was MIA, but now he feels that he's safe. That Suge's locked up.
Wow.
Suge's locked up.
Suge gets locked up every other year, though. Right. And then gets right back out. This time it might be forever, though.
I mean, yeah, they threw away the key. Well, they're probably going to interview him, though, in jail and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is great. Can't wait till it comes out because February 20th, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. our time, Tuesday, it's part 1 and 2. 1 and 2 will be released on the 20th.
That's cool.
On all about 90s hip-hop documentaries.
Well, obviously, we still want to know who killed Biggie, right? I mean, it kind of, do they tie into each other because of the East Coast, West Coast beef?
Right.
When I start watching stuff like that, I'm like, come on, someone just, because there's some dude right now who's on YouTube claiming he knows who killed Diddy. I mean, he knows who killed Biggie. Right?
I was like, damn.
No, he's blaming Diddy for killing Biggie.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of theories out there. And then when these documentary and things like this, our short series come out,
right,
then you just get more intrigued. And then you find yourself like hours on YouTube just trying to figure it out.
Like, you're like, oh, what's going on with the, the conspiracy theories, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, this dude claims that he, not taking anything away from Tupac, but he claims that he was his bodyguard. So if this witness was there, I want to know what that witness has to say about the Tupac murders. We're going to find out that
Suge
shot him right there, right next to him.
February 20th?
February 20th. Yeah, so mark your calendars.
Can't wait for it.
It's going to be dope. BET unveiling the Death Row Chronicles docuseries. Can't wait. We're going to air it live on KS1075
too. Wow. Wow.
Tony, Sadie's, and Chones on KS1075. So Broncos receiver may be a former Broncos receiver.
Because?
Well, because he was busted in Louisiana for marijuana.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Carlos Henderson, you guys know who he is?
Probably played the bench.
Yeah, me neither.
Bench warmer?
Here's the thing, all right?
I know he's the bestie or
Here's
something.
Here's the thing. He's a rookie who missed the entire season because of a thumb injury, okay?
Oh my God.
But his thumb was okay.
Even more embarrassing.
It was okay to hold the joint.
Yeah, his thumb was okay to hold the joint.
Right.
You got to have the thumb, right?
Pass it.
Yeah, all right with that.
So basically, he got busted in Louisiana, and he was arrested and charged with his first offense of a controlled substance. Now, obviously, here in Colorado, depending on how much he had. You know what
right.
I mean?
Do we know how much he had on him?
It doesn't. This report doesn't say, but it was enough where, when the police officer approached the vehicle, okay, he said he didn't have any, and the cop said, there's a strong smell going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did an investigation because the smell, he had probable cause, and they found raw pieces of marijuana. Now, when I say raw, I meant wet raw pieces because according to the report, he tried to chew it up and swallow it.
Oh my gosh.
But apparently, I don't know if he choked on it or whatever.
How much flour he had in his mouth? We don't know.
It doesn't say. Hold on a second.
We got to have a number on
it. Doesn't say. Enough to eat.
So he rolled down the window.
Right.
And
smelled the marijuana. But I'm sure as the cop was approaching, he was.
His breath must have been so harsh. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
He was like, hey, police officer.
What's going on? Can I help you?
Oh, my God.
So here's the Broncos drafted Henderson in the third round, 82nd overall pick. He was projected as this potential slot receiver with special teams return skills. Never materialized, okay? So he's already struggling with the team. The Broncos are, you know, they always do. We're gathering information, and then we'll assess it.
Gosh, man, if he got caught with less than the gram, I feel for the brother.
Carlos.
That sucks.
Carlos.
I really do.
He's getting cut, man.
He's done.
His career didn't even get started.
It better have been more than a gram, man. Seriously.
All I'm going to say, bro,
you get paid when you get signed? Like,
yeah, he's on a contract. He's got a rookie contract.
Don't you get a signing bonus or something? Like upfront money?
He's got a contract.
Save that money, bro. Save it. Do not buy Bitcoin.
Next time, swallow.
Invest in some edibles.
Swallow your Mary Jane, bro. Tony, Sage, and Jones on KS107.5 here to tell you about when we feel our best and why. But before we do that, I want to give a big shout out to my daughter. Happy birthday. She's in the car right now taking little dude to school. So happy birthday. Love you, Danae.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
big shout out. We're gonna get it in tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to dinner.
That's getting it in, huh?
Well, you know what? Because Sadie's always dubs it Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
Gonna go have some tacos somewhere. So that's favorite great. Restaurant, something like that.
Sweet.
All right, so perfect ages for why you feel your best, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Getting married between the age of 28 and 32. Those are the perfect ages.
Why?
Because according to a study, okay, that's why.
I don't know. I figured they did a survey or something. Huh?
So, yeah. If you're past 32, it's not perfect. You missed the boat, bro.
You missed the boat to get married if you didn't leave.
I definitely missed the boat.
If you're in that window, you're good. You're in the boat.
I'm in the boat.
You got 2 years.
I did it early. I did it 3 years early. So my window was early. Having children before 32.
Had children before 32.
Perfect.
In the boat.
You're in the boat.
We're winning right now.
I missed it.
Winning right now. I love it.
Jones missed his boat. Making financial decisions peak around 50.
Jeez.
You're in the boat. You're still in the boat.
Looking great for me right now.
Still in the boat. Everything's good for you.
It's great on my list. You guys.
Yeah, it's horrible for us. All bad news.
Here's this one. This one's for your kids. All right. Perfect ages for your kid getting a cell phone. 12.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think that can work anymore.
No, they're getting them at 6.
Exactly. Because they're getting them way young.
Elementary school. Yeah. Kindergartners.
Yazzie has a
phone
tablet.
Watches.
She has a tablet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of you guys missed the boat on that. Mastering vocabulary.
What age?
Late 60s, early 70s.
Sweet.
You're good.
I can speak Ebonics forever. I love it.
I hope so, man. I'm not trying to master no vocabulary.
I love it.
I want to discombobulate it. I want to give me some big words.
What's up, bro? Hey. Yeah, you can definitely Ebonics all the way up to your 60s, bro.
I can say,
you're
what's
good.
Up, bro? All the time?
Yeah. Hey, bro. Hi, bro. It's Jones, bro. How you doing, bro? Where you going, bro? All right. Processing information, 18 to 19.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the perfect information to...
perfect age to process.
Apparently, I missed
that's
the boat.
When you should be knowing what to do. Okay.
That's when you should know what to do with your life.
And finally, bodybuilding, 25, perfect age.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good because I need all my friends that are my age to quit, you know, bodybuilding and shooting testosterone shots.
Yeah, they taking some shots and some pills for that joint.
Big old head and big body.
I don't know who they think they fronting. We know you didn't do that alone, buddy. Yeah,
looking like Beetlejuice. Knowing that you look like a twig in junior high school.
Bro, why are you talking about IT guy, man? That's messed up. Why are you guys dissing,
every time
man?
I see him, like, hey, bro, you lift weights?
I always say that.
Hey, bro.
You know what's funny? When you say that, Sadie, he kind of, like, flexes up a little bit.
Yo, he does. He pumps his chest at me. I'm like, yo, didn't ask for a peck move there. Calm down, buddy.
Hello. Next up with Sadie's.
Round one. Fight.
Kelsey in Denver, caller
17.
Hey.
No way.
Way, way.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
You ready to go heads up with Sadie's?
I guess so.
Nice. Well, you got no choice. G-Eazy tickets are on the line. Object of the game is to answer more questions than she does, okay?
Ask more questions.
The first part of this game is listen, like, okay? Listen. Sadie's, you got to bounce from the studio?
All right.
Jones, you're keeping track?
You got it.
All right, here we go, Kelsey. Question number one, true or false? The Earth is closest to the sun in January.
True.
Question number two, true or false? Adults can't breathe and swallow at the same time.
True.
Question number three, true or false? Astronauts shrink while in space.
I know they weigh less, I think. I don't know, shrink. False?
All right, your portion of the questions are done. Hold on, okay? I'm going to grab Sadie's.
Okay.
All right, got her coming in right now.
All right, Kelsey, are you a fan of G-Eazy?
Yes.
This is a big deal. I hope you had your thinking cap on with your answers, okay?
Yes, I did. I hope so.
All right,
She kind of sounded suspect. I think she was struggling, Sadie's. We'll see how you do.
All right.
Question number one, true or false? The Earth is closest to the sun in January.
True.
It's true. It's not our distance from the sun, but it's the way the Earth tilts on its axis where we are closer to the sun. But here in Colorado, it's freezing. I don't know why. Question number two, true or false? Adults can't breathe and swallow at the same time. Are you trying?
True. Yeah, I was actually trying it. I just wanted to make sure I'm winning here.
You got it correct. Unfortunately, the placement of our voice box means we can't breathe and swallow at the same time.
Sometimes you have to.
I didn't even hear the answer, though.
Is that true?
I said true.
I thought you said fall.
No, I didn't.
That's what I heard.
I was trying to swallow and breathe.
She was practicing.
I was trying to swallow and breathe.
Question number three, true or false? Astronauts shrink while in space.
False.
That's correct. They actually become 2 inches taller while in space on average.
Well, both these ladies had their caffeine this morning because they got them all right. It's a tie.
Hey! Congratulations, sweetheart. That's good news for you, G-Eazy. You're going to check him out.
No way.
Yeah. He's going to be live at the First Bank Center Tuesday, March 6th. Tickets on sale right now at KS1075.com. What radio station made you a winner?
KS107, baby.
You're listening to the all-new KS1075 Morning Show replay. Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. or on demand anytime on KS1075.com.